Begin the current daf, Masechet Zavot Zara, daf Yadal. Begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara begins the Gemara. I'll explain to the Mishnah of the previous daf, which spoke about, in contrast to the previous Mishnayos, which spoke about certain limitations during the holiday season on different items. Here, this Mishnah describes things that are always forbidden to sell to idol worshippers, because, as we'll see, the prevalency that they use it for their idol. So, one of the items was itztroiblin. So, on that, the Gemara asked, my itztroiblin, what are these itztroiblin? Says the Gemara, it's ternisa. It's a type of erez, cedar. It's a shita, as the Gemara says, a resh hashanah v'chav gimel menhals. Now, on that, as the Gemara, and there's many different types of erez, the Gemara elsewhere says there's 10 types of erez, but a certain type of a tree. On that, as the Gemara v'reminu, but this seems to be contradicted from another brisa, because the brisa says, in the context of the laws of Shemitah, Hesif alein, they added on to things that are forbidden to use for agricultural purposes to deal with that, which is forbidden, certain things you have to make it hefker on the Shemitah year, if it's something that's part of things that grow from the ground in Eretz Yisrael, are ilechsin, vitztroiblin, mechsasin, uvenoy shuach. Now, says the Gemara, v'isakadai that itztroiblin ternisa, if you can entertain to say that itztroiblin is ternisa, ternisa mi'isa v'shvi'is, then itztroiblin that says within that brisa is saying that the laws of Shemitah apply to it. But on that is the Gemara of Otnan, which is really a brisa, that says, Zehakal, this is the rule. Kol sheyeshle ikar, whatever has firm roots that are permanent roots, yeshle shvias. So then the laws of Shemitah apply to it. V'chol she'ein lo ikar, whatever does not have roots to be maintained in the ground throughout the winter season, where certain things are not maintained, for example, cucumbers and gourds, certain types, they don't last, ein lo shvias. They actually do not have the limitations of Shemitah on them, and that is you're allowed to do business with them, and you're not commanded to make those things hefker. So the problem is, as the Gemara assumes in the Tzavamina, that Ternisa, this type of Erez, does not have permanent roots, and therefore it should not have a problem of Shemitah. So how can we say it's Treblin is Ternisa if it's saying it's Treblin has the laws of Shemitah applying to it? So Elam Rav Safri says, no, we said Peir de Arza. It's the fruits of the, a certain type of arza of Erez, which is the acorn, as Rashi explains. That's what we're referring to when we said that it's forbidden to sell that to the idol worshippers. V'chein kiyasa rav and amir b'laz is this utstreblin is peirid the arza. It's the fruit of the Erez, which is this acorn. So to the Mishnah, the next item the Mishnah said that's forbidden to sell them is b'noy shuach, which amir abba b'chon and b'yichin, this is te'en l'chivart, it's white figs. Now the third item, seemingly from the Mishnah, is uptaitres, which are stems. And that qualifies a Rabbi Bechon and Rabbi Yechon. That's not a third item. In other words, this that the Mishnah mentioned, Petitres, it's not its own species. Rather, when the Mishnah was saying you're not allowed to sell any one of these things, we need Streiblem, B'nei Shuach, and that the Mishnah qualifies and said that's Be'uktsei, and that's with their stems, because the idol worshippers hang it in front of their idol, and that's how they use it. So the problem with the white figs and the acorn is only with their stems, because then they could use it to hang. That's the problem about selling it to the idol worshippers. Next item the Mishnah said was Levoina, frankincense. On that, I'm Rabbi Yitzchok Mishnah Malacha. She says specifically it's referring to Levoina Zaka, which is a certain type, a certain strain of frankincense, which is pure frankincense. Now, the Gemara qualifies the halachas of a Mishnah and says, Tana, we learned in the Brisa that although we said you not sell these items to the idol worshippers because they use it in for their idol, but umakulan meichlen chavila, but you could sell it in bulk. On that is the Gemara of Kama Chavila, how much is a bundle? So Pirush Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, ein chavila p'chusa mishlosha manan. A bundle is not less than the weight of 3 mana worth of that item. Because if someone's buying it such bulk, obviously he's buying it for business, not for the purposes of the idol. On that is the Gemara, okay, fine, so he's obviously a businessman. He's not buying it to use for the idol. He's buying that type of product that we know they use for the idol. So maybe he's buying as wholesale, but then he's going to be selling to other people who are going to be using it to go ahead and sacrifice it for their idol. So we're still leading towards something that's problematic, that's forbidden. So how are we allowed to sell it even in bulk? On that, Abaye says, no, alifne, on the prohibition of lifne ever, that's mefkedina, and that's what we're commanded not to put a stumbling block in front of someone that's forbidden them. Now, all these items that we said in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to sell to the idol worshiper, is because of lifnei evil l'sita michshol, because there's also a prohibition of causing a stumbling block for a non-Jew to violate, which one of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach is not to serve a v'dezar. So therefore, we can't sell him that item because we're causing a stumbling block for him. But a lifnei de lifnei, but causing someone to cause someone, like in this situation, where this guy who's buying is definitely not buying for avodah zarah. He's obviously a businessman buying in bulk. But to say that maybe he might sell to someone else who then is going to use it for the avodah zarah, that loy mefkadin, and that we weren't commanded to say that it's aser, and therefore it's no problem, even if he's going to go and sell it to someone else for avodah zarah. Another item the Mishnah described was v'tarnagolavin, a white rooster. So on that qualifies the Gemara, Omer B'yayna, Omer B'zeir, Omer Rav Zvid. Vika Damascus, some say it was without Rav Zvid. There was only Omer B'yayna, Omer B'zeir, that he said as follows. Regarding this halacha, the Mishnah, not being allowed to sell a white rooster to a non-Jew, if the non-Jew, if the idol worshiper says, Tarnagolami, who has a rooster? So on that says Rav Zvid, that actually, Muta Limkalei, you're allowed to sell to the idol worshiper a tarnagolavin, a white rooster, because since he didn't mention that he was looking specifically for a white one, obviously he doesn't need it for the avodah zarah, because they would only use white roosters. But if he says, tarnagolavin lami, who has a white rooster for me to buy, asalim kalei tarnagolavin, then you're allowed to sell for him a white rooster. Now, on this halacha, the Gemara asks from our Mishnah. It's not, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, meichuhu tarnagol, which was a machlekes tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakama is saying you're never allowed to sell a white rooster. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. If you're selling many roosters and amongst them there's some white roosters, then you're allowed to sell the white rooster. On that says the Gemara, say, hey, chedami, what's the case talking about? What was the buyer requesting when he was coming to buy? If he was saying, who has a white rooster for me? Who has a white rooster for me? And the Jew says to him, oh, white rooster, you serve idols, I can't sell that for you. I'm only going to sell it to you if I sell it to you in bulk. On that as the Gemara, why would Rabbi Yehuda permit that? Then even amongst all the other roosters, it should also not be permitted to sell to him, because he said it clearly that he wants only specifically a white rooster, and he wants it for his avodah zarah. So yeah, although he's going to buy, okay, I can only buy the white rooster if I buy in bulk, okay, I'll buy them all. But he's only doing it, obviously, for the purpose of the white rooster, so that obviously would be problematic. Because if someone's buying for specifically for the Zara, of course he can't sell it. So Elav, rather, isn't it, says the Gemara, the buyer wasn't saying anything about a white rooster, because then for sure no one would permit it. And Yehuda does permit it if he buys it amongst many other roosters. So obviously the buyer was saying, who has a rooster? Who has a rooster? Va'filahachi, and even so, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Benatana Goylan in, only if then he buys the white rooster amongst many roosters, then he permits it. But then, to give him straight up a white rooster, then not, which is not like Rabzera. Rabzera said, if he just asks for a rooster, you can give him a white rooster. Here, obviously, Rabbi Huda is talking about that he's just asking for a regular rooster, and even then, you could only give him the white one amongst many other types of roosters. And old Tanakama, and more of according to Tanakama, Afila Benatana Goylan Namiloy. He wouldn't permit to give the white rooster even amongst many other roosters that are not white, even if the guy didn't even ask for a white rooster. So that clearly contradicts the Bezerah from both Tanaim and our Mishnah. So on that, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no, Hochma Eskinam, we're talking about in our Mishnah that Rebbe says you can't sell him the white rooster by itself, and according to Tanakam, it's always forbidden to sell the white rooster, even amongst many other roosters, is Kagain de Amar Zevazeh, is where the buyer said this one and this one. In other words, initially when he came to buy, he said, I want a white one, I want a black one, I want a red one. That type of situation, according to Behuda, the white one by itself to sell to him, that would be forbidden. Because since initially he mentioned and he said specifically, I want a white one, so we could assume that his intention was for a white one. Why did he mention also a black one and a red one? That was just to be crafty, because he knows if he's going to ask straight up from a Jew a white one, the Jew's not going to sell it to him. But amongst all the other roosters, it would be sold. So since regarding the black one, meaning when he sells him a lot of them, so since the black one is not for avodah zarah, so we could say that also the white one's not for avodah zarah. So that we would understand Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So sell him straight up the white one, the guy's happy, he got what he wanted. And that we could suspect that it was purely for the white one. But Rabbi Yehuda says if he's selling him many other types, he's selling him all those types that he has, white, black, red, then you could say, okay, look, the black wasn't for avodah zarah, then maybe the white one's also not for avodah zarah. In contrast, Rabban held that no, even amongst all the other time the girl is still going to be forbidden, because ultimately, he asked for white, and we suspect that he really wants it for the white one. But that's only when the buyer said, I want white, red, and black, and something like that. But if, let's say, he asked just for a rooster, that's what the Gemara says. No, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanu would say, of course, you could sell him a white rooster like Rabbi Zeir, because he didn't ask for anything about white. You have no reason to suspect, and thus to forbid selling him a white rooster. There, Machlekes was talking about when he says white, black, red. He already mentioned white. Okay, that's where the discussion becomes. Where the Rabbanu said, okay, he said white, forget it, he really wants white. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it depends. If you're only going to give him the white, then we have reason to believe he really only wanted one. But if you're going to sell him all of them and he's buying all of them from you, you could say that really he just wanted all these different colors and he did not want specifically a white one, which would tell us he wanted it just for Bidazar. Says the Gemara, Tanem Hachi, similar in the Braisa, the way Rav Nachman answered for Reb Zeira, that their Machlekes is specifically, not when he says Tarnagol and me, but when he says, I want this one and that one. He says, I want the white one and the red one. As the Braisa says, the Amr Yehuda, he says his opinion, he says, Emasai, when did we say that it's forbidden to sell to a non-Jew a white rooster? Bezman Sha'amar, that's when the buyer says, Tarnagol Zelovin, I want this white one. That's what I want you to sell for me. Which Rashi points out, he doesn't have to say this one, but he means to say when he says, I want a white one. Avalim Amar Zev Zev, but if he says, I want a white one and a black one, and the red one and the blue one, then Mutter, then it's permitted to sell to him both of them together. So you see, the Rabbi Yehuda is talking about his halacha, his opinion, was when you're saying Zev Zev, and that's why you can't sell it when you're only selling the white one straight up, because he said white. But when you're selling him white, black, and red, then you're allowed to sell to him. And from Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, you understand that Rabbanu, who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, are also talking about the case of Zev Zev. When he doesn't say white at all, he just says Tanugol to me, then we would say like Reb Zeira that it's permitted to sell him even a white one. Now, continues the Braisa, Vafila Omer Tanugol Zeh, even if the non-Jew says, I want this white one, it could still be permitted to sell it to him. How so? Because if it was a Eved Kachav Mishas and Mishter Lebanai, if it was an idol worshiper that was making a party for his son, or if he had an ill person in his house, then Mutter, then you're allowed to sell him even a white rooster, because obviously what he needs it for is not for Vedazara. This guy's making a party. He's like, I got the guys waiting, obviously, for the party, just to beautify, because a white rooster is something beautiful. And the sick person obviously needs it just for healing purposes. So since we know that clearly it's not for Vedazara, you're allowed to sell him even the white rooster, even if he's asking for the white rooster. Now, regarding this last halacha, the Gemara actually asks. But Vatanya, it's actually a Mishnah later on, Daf Chesem and Aleph. The Mishnah said, if an idol worshiper is making a party for his son, it's not forbidden to do business with him, only that day, which is the day of the party, only that person. Because the problem is, since he's going to be sacrificing today for his deity, he's going to go ahead and give thanks that he got such a good deal when he did business with this Jew. Which, in contrast to other things which we said would be forbidden even 3 days before, and for all the people, here it's only for this person in that day. But that, says the Gemara, it sounds like at least, but that person in that day is forbidden when he's making a party for his son. So how can you say when he's making a party for his son that it's permitted to sell him a white rooster? But those are things that he's going to his Avodah Zarah today. That's why he's going to give thanks. Here also he's going to bring it to the Avodah Zarah. So Amar Rav Yitzchak Barav Masharshia, he says, this that we said in this last braisa, that's permitted to sell him a white rooster when he's making a party for his son, it's not talking about a party of a nuptial, of a wedding. That, for sure, would be problematic, as our Mishnah said of Chesem and Aleph, that he would be sacrificing then the white rooster to the Avodah Zarah. What we're talking about over here in this last braisa is betavzig, is when they're just making a party with friends, when the youth make a party and they have a get-together, which is not such a significant celebration, for them to go ahead and then sacrifice it for the Avodah Zarah, that's when it was permitted. Now the Gemara continues asking on Reb Zeira's halacha, from Tanan, again from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Ushar kol advarim, however, regards to all other items that any idol worshiper would come to your store to buy, stam and mutter, unspecified, you're allowed to sell him things, upirush and asr, but if he specifies, then it's forbidden. So says the Gemara, my stam and my purushan, what does it mean, unspecified and specified? Ilay mistama, if you were to assume to say that unspecified means the kamachiti chivarta, guy asked for white flour. So, okay, who knows, he's making a cake. But Pirushan, the Kamala Vitzkechav, when he specifies that, forbidden to sell it, means to say, I want it for my idol, so then you can't sell it. And that is the Gemara, as we continue to debate, how can you say that's the interpretation of the Mishnah? But then both halachas would be unnecessary. We wouldn't need a teacher the halacha that when it's unspecified, that you're allowed to sell it to him, because the Mishnah already told us that only a white rooster is problematic to sell to him. But white flour, we already know that you're allowed to sell to him because we don't assume it's for Avodah Zarah. So we don't have to tell you that unspecified is permitted. And v'le perushin tzurich l'mem d'olemis avnina. We don't have to tell you either that when he's specifying I want it for my idol, that of course he can't sell it to him because he's using it for avodah zarah, which is being overlifnei evil l'sid michshol by having him go and use something for avodah zarah, which is forbidden. Ella rather proves the Gemara, stamen d'kamar chiti. Must be when we said that when it's unspecified, you can sell him any item, which the Gemara just happens to pick wheat, means when he says unspecified, it means chiti. The guy asks for wheat. So wheat, you can sell. Perushan, when he specifies, then it's forbidden, he specifies what type of wheat. The kamachivarta, he says, I want the white flour, which is the more respectable one. He's specifying something which, oh, that's already chashev. Maybe he's using it for avodah zarah. Then it's forbidden. So machlal, the Tana goes, so the inference is that's by a random item like wheat. But regarding the white rooster, which is, we know they use it for avodah zarah, would sound like that a filistam anamiloi, that even unspecified, even if he does not ask for it, he just asks for a rooster, that even then it would be forbidden to go ahead and sell him the white rooster, because only by flour, which is no relevancy that's specifically for avodah zarah, that only over there, when he specifies, it's forbidden, but when he doesn't specify, then you could tell it to him. But it's only by the rooster, the white rooster. Even when he doesn't specify, it would still be forbidden, which is difficult. Kondreb Zera, who said that when the buyer says, do you have a rooster? You're allowed to sell him even a white rooster. Here it seems to be, from our Mishnah, contraindicated. And that's the Gemara. They said no. La'ilam stam and dekamar chit chivart. Like the Gemara had initially assumed that wouldn't be plausible. That when he says unspecified, it means the guy was just saying, do you have white flour? When he said that, when he specifies it's forbidden, when he says, I want it for avodah zarah. Now, the difficulty was, well, which one of those halachas are necessary? Just random white flour that we said that we don't even need to tell you that seemingly is permitted because we have the inference from only white roosters forbidden. To say when he specifies it wants avodah zarah, how could you say that would be thought about permitted? Obviously, he wants avodah zarah. And that's the thing we know. It was necessary to say the halacha when he specifies, I want it for avodah zarah. Why? So, you would have thought to say, Hi, Gavra, love, love, it's kacham kabaya. This guy, this idol worshiper, really doesn't want it for avodah zarah. Because, and it makes sense, because they don't usually use wheat in the sacrifices of the avodah zarah. Ella, rather, mevaku the avig bavitz kacham. This guy is very attached and bound to his avodah zarah. Now, had someone come to buy something from him for the purposes of that avodah zarah, he would have said, oh, you're buying it for that avodah zarah? Here, I'm giving it to you at cost price. Because he's very attached to his deity, to his idol. Now, Vesava, he thinks, just like he himself is very attached to the avodah zarah, and he would give anything for that avodah zarah, even sheep, for the purpose of that avodah zarah. So he thinks to himself, oh, kula amanami aviki, everyone's attached. So eimahachi, let me say that I'm buying it for avodah zarah, so that they should give me for a cheap price, because I know I would give it for a cheap price. So let me say I'm buying it for avodah zarah, and they'll give it to me cheap. But really, his intention is not to use it for avodah zarah, he just wants to get a cheap price. And therefore, we should be permitted to sell to him the wheat, even though he's asking for the zara, because really he's only saying it for a cheap price, but really he's not using the zara. Well, and that's what the Braise is teaching us, that no, if he says, that's what Mishnah is saying, if he's saying avodah zarah, then it's going to be forbidden, but it doesn't contradict the halacha of Reb Zera, because it's not talking about when he specifies white flour. White flour is permitted. It's when he's specifying avodah zarah, and we have to tell you it's still going to be, that's going to be usur, even though we might have thought that he really doesn't want avodah zarah, he just wants a cheaper price. The Gemara continues with the related halacha to Reb Zeira's teaching and that of our Mishnah, Bayer Avashi. Tarnagel love and ketulami. Let's say the buyer comes along and says, who has a white rooster that's injured, that has a broken foot? Ma'ulim kaloi tarnagel love and shalom. What's halacha? Could you sell him a complete white rooster? What's the question? Says the Gemara. Mi'er minidu we say, but they come and ketulah. Since he says he wants a broken one, maybe that's much cheaper because it's injured. So obviously, obviously doesn't need it for the idol, as we said in the previous daf. They only use whole intact roosters. If it's injured, obviously doesn't want it for the zarah. Or do we say that no, he's just being crafty, he's being sneaky, because he knows that usually you can't find a broken rooster. And ultimately, the seller's going to sell him a whole one. He's just trying to mislead the seller, that he shouldn't think that he wants a avodah zarah, and that's why he's asking for a broken one, but really he wants it for a avodah zarah. So as a Gemara, an imtim salam hai ruma kodem arm, and if we should think that, yeah, the guy's definitely just being crafty, and therefore you're not allowed to sell to him, But let's say he says, Tanagoy lovin' lemi, Tanagoy lovin' lemi. Who has a white rooster? Who has a white rooster? And v'yavul eishachar b'shakal, and the seller doesn't give him a white rooster. He has no black rooster. And he takes it. In other words, when you sell him the white, only the black rooster, he takes it, which, as Rashi points out, the whole Gemara's question at this point is only according to Behuda, not according to Rabban. According to Rabban, you're never allowed to sell a white rooster, even amongst black roosters too. But here the guy asks for a white rooster, and you give him a black rooster, and he takes it. V'yavul eishachar b'shakal, give him a red rooster, and he takes that too. Ma'al limkar le'lovin, and now what's the halacha? Can you sell him a white rooster? Mi'amrin, and do we say, kim in the abu shachar b'shakal, ad m'shakal, lavut kecham g'bayu? Since you gave him the white, the red one, he took it. The black one, he took it. So obviously the white one is not just a v'adizar, because if he was just consumed buying for the v'adizar, he wouldn't have taken all these other colors. And therefore, obviously he just wants it for his own collection, and therefore it's permitted. Maybe that's still part of his game, part of his trick, because he doesn't want you to realize that really just waiting, I'll take black, I'll take red, he won't think I want it for the Zara, but then when you give him the white one, it's really for the Zara, so he's going to take a little stand. It's not clear what the halacha would be in these situations. Now the Mishnah said, he added to the list of things that it's always forbidden to sell to the idol worshippers because they use it for the Zara, is af dekel v'chulu, also a good palm tree and other items which the Gemara is going to explain. Now the Gemara brings an incident that only Rav Chizkiya Avimi, he says, Gemiri, we have a tradition that the Masechta of Avodah Zarah that Avram Avinu had was Dalad Meir Pirkei Avin. It was 400 chapters of that Masechta. Vanan Chamishatan. We only have 5 chapters in Masechta of Avodah Zarah. And V'lo Yedinu Ma'akamin, and we don't even know what we're saying. See the difference, the gap between Avram Avinu and us. So on that, Avimi said back to Rav Chizkiya Umay Kasha. What's the difficulty? So he says, Diktoni, because he learned in the Mishnah that says, Remei Oimim. Our Mishnah said, as we just quoted before, Meir says, Aftek Latav, also you're not allowed to sell the Akum, the idol worshiper, a good palm tree, Chatzav, Niklas, also Limkalav, you're not allowed to sell these items to an idol worshiper. Now that asks the Gemara, Dekal Tavu Dlimiz Avnin, so it sounds like only a good palm tree you're not allowed to sell. Hadekal Bishmiz Avnin, but a bad palm tree, which these are two different types of palm trees, you're allowed to sell them? But we learned the Mishnah later on the New Testament base that says, anything that it's attached to the ground, as the Gemara explains later on the Avchav, because it says, which the Gemara learns, you're not allowed to give them chaniya in the karka, you're not allowed to give them any residency in the land. So what he's saying, that you can't tell them a good palm tree, you can't tell anything that's attached to the ground. So we don't even know the little of Avodah Zarah that we have, in contrast to Avraham Avinu's 400 parakum. So Madam Malay answered to him, no, my dekotav, what does Rav Meir mean on Mishnah that you can't sell a good palm tree? It means peiros dekotav, it means the fruits of a good palm tree. That he's going to use for his avodah zarah. The palm tree itself, of course, anything that's attached to the ground, as the Mishnah says later on, is forbidden. Chenam Rav Hun, this is peiros dekotav, was referring to the fruits of a good palm tree. Now the other items that Rav Meir mentioned that he added on, that you now sell to the avodah zarah, chatzav, that says the Gemara is kashva, it's a certain type of dates, which, or some say it refers to chatzuva, as the word chatzuv is saying, which, as the Gemara elsewhere, like in Baba Basa, Daf Nun Vav Min Alef, says that Yeshua used to make the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, which goes straight down so you know where the boundaries are, and it's also a beautiful herb and a grass that they would use for the Avodah Zarah. And Niklas, Kiyas Rav Dima, Amr B'Chan Bar Yisrael, says that refers to kuryate, which is a certain type of fruits. Now, that, Omli Abai Rav Dima, Abai said to Rav Dima, it's not Niklas. In our Mishnah, the word that was used that Rav Meir described was Niklas. V'leyadin ma'u, we didn't know what that is. V'at amrit kriyate, you come to tell us, oh, it's kriyate. V'leyadin, we don't know what that is either. Ma'i haneslan, what did you help us? So Malehi said to him, ahani l'chu, I helped you. T'chi azaz hasa, when you go over there to Eretz Yisrael, amrit l'hu Niklas, if you're going to tell them, Niklas, v'leyadi, they're not going to know what you're talking about. But amrit l'hu kriyate, v'yadi, but if you tell them kriyate, they'll know, v'kamach v'lach, and they'll show you what it is, and then you'll know what it is. So although you don't know right now, but I told you something that will get you one step closer to ultimately finding out the definition of this Niklas, which is one of the items the Meir said is forbidden to sell to the Avodah Zarah because they can use it for the Avodah Zarah. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah regarding other items that's forbidden to sell to idol worshippers. Malkim Shinogu Limkar Behema Daka La'ivdi Kechavmin, a place where the custom was to sell small flock to idol worshippers. In other words, as the Gemara will explain, for example, in a place where they're not suspect regarding bestiality, about having relations with an animal. So then, Meichern, so then you're allowed to sell to them small animals, which are the flock. But, Malkim Shinogu Shaloi Limker, but in a place where the custom is not to sell them, so Ein Meichern, then you're not allowed to sell. Now, moreover, says the Mishnah, B'chol Malkim Ein Meichern B'Megasa, but that's only for the flock. But everywhere, you're not allowed to sell large animals, meaning cattle, because those types of animals are just are specialized for work. And the problem is, they're going to use that Jew's animal to do malacha on Shabbos, which is forbidden because the Jew has the obligation of shvisis behemta that his animal not work on Shabbos. Now, moreover, that includes a golem, usiachim, regarding calves and foal, which are baby donkeys, shleimim or shvurim, whole ones and broken ones. Now, because even the broken ones cannot be used for work, still the Rabbanan made a decree that it might come to be confused, and you might come to sell, if we're going to let you sell broken ones, to sell adult ones and whole ones, which are fit to be worked. Which, what's the problem about selling? It's not Shvisa Behemta, it's the non-Jew's animal, not the Jew's animal. The concern is because if we let you sell, you might come to lend or to rent, or even when you're selling, you might come to test it out, and they might be used on Shabbos, as the Gemara will explain, and therefore it's a problem about the person's animal doing malacha on Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Huda disagrees. He's matah b'shvu, as the Gemara explained. He permits it if it's a broken animal. Ben Meseir permits always a horse, because the utility of a horse is only for riding. And the riding, even if the non-Jew will ride the horse of the Jew on Shabbos, it's only rabbinic isser for anyone to ride the horse and not a malacha, because although it's carrying the person, but actually chay noses atzmai, a living person really carries himself and another thing, like in this case the horse, not really carrying the person, and therefore we're not really bothered, even if it would come to lending or to renting to him, because the animal wouldn't be doing a malacha d'araisa. Now the Gemara asks in the opening halacha of our Mishnah, it sounds like lememra de isur leka, it sounds like that there's no prohibition of selling small livestock to a non-Jew. Min hagu hudek, it sounds like that it's a custom, that it depends on the local custom. Heche de nog isur nog, where the prohibition is that's the minig, so that's the custom, and then you can't sell. Heche de nog heter nog, wherever the custom is permissible, so then you let us sell it, like that's our Mishnah said. Makam shenog alimkum emedaka, meichen. When they don't sell, you know I'll sell. Now that is the Gemara Rimini, but this seems to be contradicted for the Mishnah later on the Chav Beis and Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Ein ma'midin behema, you're not allowed to put an animal of the Jew in the hotel, in the inn of a non-Jew. Why? Because they're suspect regarding bestiality, which is problematic because the Jews then are going to be violating lifting the evil asita mikshal. Because non-Jews are commanded not to sodomize an animal, as the Pasuk says in Bereishis Beis, that the command to Adam, which includes all of mankind, they should be one flesh, which excludes having relations with an animal where one does not become one flesh with them, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Nechazim and Aleph. So the problem is, it sounds like, you're not allowed to put an animal in the company of a non-Jew. That's why you're not allowed to seclude the animal with the non-Jew, like putting it in this hotel. And moreover, that would mean the halacha of a Mishnah too. You're not allowed to sell him the animal because he's going to use it to mate with it. So how could our Mishnah seem to indicate that it's totally in the minik? So that Rav says, no, that the Mishnah later on, the chavbeis of secluding your animal with the non-Jew is also totally in the minik. And in the place where the custom is to sell, what our Mishnah said was makom shetiru limker, in the place where they permit to sell, for example, in the place where they're not suspect regarding bestiality, that's why he tiru liyachid, in such a place, yes, they permitted also to go ahead and seclude your animal by the inn, by the hostel of the non-Jew. Now, however, makom she'asur liyachid, in the place where they said it's forbidden to seclude your animal with the non-Jew, like that Mishnah says there in Nafchav Beis, that Eima Midin, that's told in a place where the non-Jews are suspect regarding bestiality, where that was their custom, and therefore, Asur Limku, yeah, there the halach would be, that would be the other type of category that our Mishnah spoke about, that would be forbidden to sell them, but everything, says Rav, goes after the Minik. Now, Rashi just points out one thing, is that, why didn't they keep the uniformity, the symmetry of his statement? Why does he say Makam Shatiru Limker Tiru Liyachid, but then he switches around and he says Makam Sha'astru Liyachid Astru Limker? He should have said Makam Sha'astru Limker Astru Liyachid, just like he says Makam Shatiru Limker Tiru Liyachid. Unless as Rashi, no, because the halacha of a Tiru Limker that we were saying was going back on the halacha of our Mishnah, which said Makam Shanogu Limker Meichrin, which our Tan is only talking about selling. So you say, where they say that you're allowed to sell, so then you're allowed to do yichud. In contrast, the halacha of asru liyachid of the Mishnah later on, that's going by Imam Eden, that was talking about the isra of yichud. So it's saying, in that place where it's forbidden to do yichud, yeah, that's where you're forbidden to go ahead and do mechira. That's Rav's resolution. As we continue, Tabak Tezvav and Aleph, Rabbi Lazaim, he says, no, af b'makam she'asru liyachid, even in a place where it's forbidden to seclude your animal with a non-Jew, like the Mishnah says later on regarding Imam Eden, mutar limker. You're allowed to go ahead and sell the animal, and it is tal iminig, sell the animal to the non-Jew. Which essentially Rabbi Elazar is saying is that no, yichud, like the Mishnah Daf Chav Beis says, which does not differentiate, is always forbidden. Because you're putting a stumbling block of bestiality in front of the non-Jew. And that is not contingent on a custom. But regarding selling, there you don't have to suspect that the non-Jew is going to commit bestiality. My time, what's the reason, says the Gemara? Because the non-Jew is concerned regarding his financial investment in this animal from sodomizing it. Because once he acquires it, he wants shaloi te'akar, that it shouldn't become sterile. Because it becomes sterile when it's sodomized. That's why our Mishnah says it's tali aminig, where they're stringent not to sell to the non-Jews, so they're stringent. But where they're not stringent, it's permitted. In contrast to Mishnah of Chavbeis regarding putting the Jew's own animal in by the inn of the non-Jew, where it's the Jew's animal, there the non-Jew's not concerned about sodomizing the animal, and that will be causing the Jew to violate Lifnei V'Lisid Nimichshel, and that's why it's forbidden. And says the Gemara of Afrav Hadabay, and ultimately Rav also retracted from his interpretation, and he held like Rabbi Elazar, because as we find the Amr of Tachlif Amr Shila by Avimi Mishmei de Rav, that he said, a non-Jew is concerned regarding his animal, that it should not become sterile, and that's why, regarding selling, and Mishnah made it sound like sometimes you're allowed to sell depending on the custom, because really there's no problem, because really the non-Jew, even though he has an animal, he could sodomize now, but it's his own animal. He's not going to ruin his investment by sodomizing it, it's going to make it sterile. In contrast, everyone agrees, and it's not totally in the minig regarding the Mishnah of Chav Beis, the Jew's animal, you cannot put it by the non-Jewish inn, because then it's not his own investment, and he will have no problem, and the Jew will be violating Lifnei Iver by having the non-Jew sodomize the Jew's animal.